The price for the fulfillment of what God has said about you is living a life of word, prayer, and praise. Join Pastor Victor Kuforiji as he takes you on a journey of positive transformation and impact through God's word.
So much for your love to us, for your magnanimity, for your support, for your help. To you be all the glory. We are at your feet again tonight. Send your word to us directly and expressly in the name of Jesus. Right here at the Praise Tabernacle and in all our churches connected and all over the world connected to this service tonight, let the blessings of God flow to each one in the name of Jesus. Let no one go back the same. Let your word carry power. Let your word bless every soul. We vow to return the glory to you. Blessed be thy name. In Jesus' precious mighty name, we have worshiped. Can I hear a big amen? I'm excited tonight. Somebody excited to be in God's presence. Can I hear a big hallelujah? A louder hallelujah. A big thank you, Jesus. Welcome at least 2-3 of your neighbors and tell them you're welcome to God's presence and to the last Wednesday in the month of January. And then please be seated. Praise the Lord. It's my pleasure to welcome you to God's presence tonight and today's service. To God alone be all the glory. We are grateful to God for his blessings and for his grace that he has given to us. To him alone be all the honor in Jesus' name. We have been on a revival since we started. Our online prayers have been on every day by 6 a.m. every day. We've been praying online 6 a.m. and then physically by 6 p.m. It's awesome. If you have not been joining us, you are missing a lot. So please do so. God will continue to bless you in the name of Jesus. I say God will continue to help you in the name of Jesus. Sustaining the flow of increase. We have been on the matter of increase since the month started. And we have been looking at the matter of prayer since this month started. And then we'll be rounding up the series gradually tonight. And then maybe take a part of it also. Prayer is regarded as one of the most crucial engagements of the Christian relationship with God. Prayer is regarded as one of the most crucial and essential things when it comes to relationship between man and God. What is prayer? Prayer, number one, is the avenue for intercourse or communion of humanity with divinity. Prayer is a form of intercourse or communion between humanity and divinity, between man and God. Between the celestial and the terrestrial, between human beings and the creator of that human being. Number two, what is prayer? Prayer is spoken and unspoken address to God proceeding from a healthy relationship. Prayer is spoken and unspoken words. Spoken and unspoken address to God proceeding from a healthy relationship. You pray to God both from your mouth and from your heart because of the relationship you have with him. Number three, what is prayer? Prayer is the act of addressing or communicating with God in supplication, in petition, in thanksgiving and praises. Praise God. But tonight, I want to get every single word. I don't want to be too fast. Praise the Lord. It is the act of addressing or communicating with God in supplication, in petition, in thanksgiving, and in praises. Somebody that got that, shout a big hallelujah. The matter of prayer is very crucial for every believer. And for a believer to prevail in this world, I was speaking to someone who said, we are in a very wicked world. If you are going to prevail, if you are going to enjoy your increase, if you are going to continue to enjoy the best thing that God has for you, look at an example of people that enjoyed and sustained increase through prayer. Number one, the man called Daniel. In Daniel chapter 6, the Bible speaking there that they conspired against him. They conspired against Daniel. And they said, anybody that we pray, the person is going to be thrown into a lion's den. And the Bible speaking in Daniel chapter 6 and verse 10, Daniel chapter 6 and verse 10, that Daniel went ahead to pray as he did aforetime. He went to pray as he did before the time. He refused to bow that he will not pray because he said he would kill him. He refused to say, so that I can save my life. Don't let me suspend prayer. I will pray another time. Daniel knew the importance of prayer. No wonder he was able to live through, he was able to sustain himself through many regimes. Many of you know, okay, for example, one of the new presidents in the world now, the first thing he has done is to sack everybody that is working under the former regime. All the people in the particular place where he abodes, he has sacked everybody and replaced them with new people. Within the first few days, everybody go home. With diverse policies. Now, what are we talking about? Daniel was able to sustain that kind of regime. Everybody was sacked. They didn't sack him. Because he was a man of prayer. In Daniel chapter 6 and verse 22. Daniel 6 and verse 22. The Bible says, my God has sent his angels and I saw the lion's mouth that they had not hurt me. For as much as because before him, innocency was found in me, and also before thee, O king, have I done no hurt. He threw him inside the lion's den, but the lion could not hurt him. Why? He was a man of prayer. They threw him inside a place that people will enter and not return. He entered and he returned successfully. Hello. No matter where your enemy keeps you, in this prayer season, you will enter, you will come out. Many here, you are coming out of the place where the enemy has kept you. The place where they hid your destiny, you are coming out of it in the name of Jesus. Somebody say a loud amen. You know, a person might not be in prison physically, but might be in prison spiritually. A person's business might not look like it has been padlocked, but it can be padlocked spiritually. Every spiritual padlock they use to padlock your destiny is broken today. I can't hear your amen. Number two example of those who sustain through prayer is the example of a lady. I gave you the example of a man the first time. The second one is a lady called Esther. There was a story of how Haman made up a mind to destroy the Jews. And how Mordecai went to Esther and said to Esther, it is because of a time like this that God hath raised you. Do something. You can't be watching your people die like a chicken like this. Esther said, I know what to do. Somebody tell your neighbor, I know what to do. Esther said, I know what to do to rescue the people. I know what to do to sustain this increase. The Bible speaking in Esther chapter 4 and verse 16. Esther 4 verse 16, And Esther said, go gather together all the Jews that are present in Shushan and fast for me and neither eat nor drink 3 days, night or day. I also and my maidens will fast likewise. And so will I go in unto the king, which is not according to the law. And if I perish, I perish. When you get home, you can read this story very well. Esther took a risk because of prayer. She knew that if she can pray, anything can change for the better. I've told you the power of 3 days. How many of you remember? That any problem befitting you, befalling you, with 3 days fasting and prayer. 3 days, if possible, no food, no water. 3 days. Let's come up with it. Light. You must come out with victory. But instead of people to pray, they prefer to be going from one place to another. Please, sir, I have one problem somewhere. And say, go and bring 4 coconuts, 7 coconuts. Then the egg of a mosquito. Oh, you can't get it. Ah, don't worry. That one each. I said you should bring 10. I mean, the 10 each one is 10,000. Then bring one goat. Man that has never eaten goat pepper soup for a long time. You will use your goat for goat pepper soup. She knew that if she can go in the place of prayer, she will come out with victory. In this prayer season, every single problem you are facing, they will not enter into February with you. I didn't hear your amen. I didn't hear your amen. Every challenge you are facing will not enter into February with you. What are some benefits of prayer? What do I benefit if I pray? One, wisdom. One of the first benefits of prayer is when you pray often, your wisdom level increases. No wonder. When God asks Solomon, what do you want, young man? You have sacrificed to me. What do you want me to do to you and for you? 1 Kings chapter 3, verse 5 to 9. 1 Kings 3, verse 5 to 9. Solomon said, I want wisdom. In Gibeon, the Lord appeared to Solomon in a dream by the night. And God said, ask what I shall give thee. You have given me sacrifice. You have given me tithe. You have given me offering. You have given me sacrifice. Seed. What do you want? Ah, he said, God, this is a good question. And Solomon answered, thou hast showed unto thy servant David, my father, great mercy, according as he walked before thee in truth and in righteousness and in uprightness of heart with thee. And thou hast kept him this great. For thou hast kept for him this great kindness that has given him a son to sit in his throne as it is in this day. Go on. And now, O Lord my God, thou hast made thy servant king instead of David my father. And I am but a little child. I know not how to go out or how to come in. There is something I need. And thy servant is in the midst of thy people, which thou hast chosen, a great people that cannot be numbered nor counted for multitude. Give therefore thy servant understanding heart. Give me wisdom to judge thy people, that I may discern between good and bad. For who is able to judge this thy so great people? Ah, God say, you this boy, you did not ask me for your enemy's head. You did not ask me for dollar. You did not ask me for euro or pounds. You did not ask me for G-Wagon. What you ask me for is wisdom. Add you with this wisdom. So, when you pray, one of the things that God releases to you is the spirit of wisdom. And let me tell you, like I always tell you, most of the problem of believers is not devil, it's lack of wisdom. Most of the problem is not devil, it's lack of wisdom. That's why the Bible was speaking to us in James chapter 1 and verse 5. James 1, but he said, does anyone lack wisdom? He said, let him call unto God that giveth unto all men liberally and upbraideth not. James chapter 1 and verse 5. He said, if you want wisdom, pray for wisdom. Ask God. God, I need wisdom. Somebody's here today. In this service tonight, God will give you new wisdom. The wisdom that will be transgenerational, God will give to you. Did I hear somebody say loud amen? The second benefit of prayer is prayer births power. Prayer births power. If you want power, you need to pray. Many of us desire power. Spiritual, you are in an office where a lot of forces are there. You are in a room where a lot of people are there. You are eight in the room. Three of them are not. They are elders here in the spiritual realm. You need power. You need power. Or they put their two legs on your head when you are sleeping. You are in a business. You need power. You need power. Or the wicked, they suppress your business and turn it into ashes. Every believer needs power. A student needs power. You read, and you are able to grab results. One of our pastors told us the story of when he was in school, place of learning here. And when you read, and a particular guy will come and sit down beside you, and he will put his biro or his pencil, will put it upside down. Whatever you are writing, the thing will be coming to his own head. Like using magnet to magnetize everything. In fact, he said you will have. Oh God, the Lord will help us in Jesus' name. See, more than ever before, we need power now. We are in the world of great wickedness. The kind of things I've seen in the last few months shows me that tithe. If you don't smell like this, enemy, they clean you out. They clean you out. In Acts chapter 3, verse 1 to 6, the Bible says that Peter and John were going inside the temple at the hour of prayer. Peter and John, yes, that's it. Peter and John went up together into the temple at the hour of prayer, being in the ninth hour. Go on, very fast, very fast. And a certain man was lame from his mother's womb, was carried, whom they laid daily at the gate of the temple, which is called Beautiful. He was laid at the Beautiful gate, but his life was ugly. To ask arm of them that entered into the temple, who seeing Peter and John about to go into the temple, looked into the temple, asked an arm. And Peter, fastening his eyes upon him with John, said, look on us. And he gave heed unto them, expecting to receive something. He was able to receive money. And then Peter said, silver and gold have I none, but such as I have. What did he have? Power. Somebody shout power. And many of us, the only thing you value is money. If they don't give you money, they've not given you anything. Then Peter said, silver and gold have I none, but such as I have, give I thee in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Rise up and walk. And he rose up and I was telling our pastors on Sunday, one of the greatest and closest servants of God to God's servant, Bishop David Yoko, was speaking recently. One of the people closest to him that has really been a great blessing to the ministry in billions, including buying of Rolls Royce seed of 1 billion and several seed in billions. He said, do you know that Bishop Wedeko has never given me 1 naira before? He has never dropped 1 naira into my account or into my hands. And I was surprised. I said, wow. So this man has never given you, and you have so much regard and respect, and you have persisted in being a blessing to the ministry. But there's people, all they know is anything that, if they don't bless them with money or with material things, then this person is not a good person. Power is what you need. The person that shows you the way of power is the one that has helped your destiny. Because money will finish. Give you 1 million and you spend it. In fact, in Nigeria of today now, 1 million naira has very little value. Power. Somebody shout power. 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 If you want to sustain your increase, you need power. This power is generated in the place of prayer. This power is generated in the place of prayer. I see God empowering you and I afresh. I see God empowering you and I afresh. It's because of this power that a man like Elijah in 1 Kings 17 verse 1 can say, before God, whom I stand. 1 Kings 17 verse 1. There will not be rain here. And Elijah the Tishbite, who was of the inhabitants of Gilead, said unto Ahab, as the Lord of Israel liveth, before whom I stand, there shall not be dew or rain these years. He didn't say according to the word of God. He didn't say in the name of Jesus. He said, according to what I've said, there will not be rain here. And you know there was no rain. Power generated in the place of prayer. Power generated in the place of prayer. From today, every spirit of prayerlessness in our life, God will destroy it. Everything that doesn't want us to pray continually, God will remove it. Can I hear a loud amen? A man who is prayerful does not beg for power. He walks in power naturally. When you are a man of prayer, you walk. You know, when I was still much younger in school, we went for 3 days of prayer and fasting. No water, no. And on the day we finished the fast, I was staggering home in the night. Quickly go and take something. I did not know that they said that there were some people that were passing. I think I told you the story before. And they were passing. They said nobody must come out in that particular place. I did not know. I was staggering home in the night. Quickly go and, thank God, we're about to. And they were doing their kukum kolong. So immediately they spotted me, they increased it. Since morning we did not see anybody, we are finally seeing somebody that we can eat here. I was waiting for just one person to just say, young man, what are you doing here? Or to touch me. At least two tooth must come out from slap. I was just waiting for them to. So as I was passing, they were still doing their something. They passed me, and I did not look back. I was waiting. Just mistakenly touched me. It came out of intense prayer. I remember, I can never forget, during that time, there was no light in the place where we were praying for like a night or two. Prayed inside the dark. Pray. I'm not going with someone and say, use me for sacrifice. Anybody that want to use it for sacrifice, God will judge them. Anybody that want to use your children for sacrifice, God will judge them. Say loud amen. Friends, we need power. We need power in this wicked world. Every believer that we sustain is status in increase, you need power. So that before the enemy shall raise his standard, before the enemy will do anything, God has already raised a standard against them for you. Before they even call your name in full, before they even get to call it in full, fire can come out where they are. Anybody secretly calling you your name, your husband's name, your wife's name, your children's name in secret to injure you, God will judge them. I can't hear your amen. Anybody that says that you will not have peace in your home, God will judge them. Anybody that says that you will not complete your study successfully, God will judge them. Anybody that says that on the day of your joy, you will cry, God will judge them. Mama told me a story. She went for a program. When she came back, she was telling me a story that a child, the mother suffered for the child to do well.
The child now read very well. When the child now read very well, I think eventually wanted to give the child an award. Governor or something wanted to give the child an award. I can't remember the story very well. A governor wanted to give the child an award. When the child was about to receive the award and the monetary gift, he ran mad. That's the work. That's the work of devilish people. Anybody that says that your children will not do well in life, God will judge them. I can't hear your amen. Anybody that says that you will labor and labor for nothing, God will judge them. Can I hear a big amen? Amen. Now, three loud amen. Amen. Another benefit of prayer is that prayer births purity. And this is where we spend a lot of time tonight before we begin to pray. This is where we spend quite a lot of time before we begin to pray. One of the major benefits of prayer is that prayer will begin to make you to hate sin. Prayer keeps you from sin, and sin keeps you from prayer. You see, one thing you must know about prayer is that prayer does not only change things, prayer changes you. Hello? Prayer does not only change things, prayer changes you. In Luke chapter 9, verse 29, Luke 9, as Jesus prayed, the Bible says, the countenance, the fashion of his countenance was altered, and his raiment was white and glistering. That's why after Moses returned from prayer, they could not look at his eyes. Nobody could look at him. Prayer does not only change things. When you begin to pray, some things will die in you. Some tendency for some bad habit, bad behavior will die in you. If you want to know if increase is your desire, and of course, if increase is what you need, then the matter of prayer is important and the matter of sin must be settled. Sin is an attack on your spiritual life. Sin is an attack on your prayer life. One of the major purposes of sin is to kill your prayer life. One of the purposes of sin is to make you come before God and you are very guilty. Ah, God, I shouldn't have drank alcohol last night. Ah, oh God, I shouldn't have slept over in this. And you are in prayer. I shouldn't have slept over in that guy's place yesterday. And you're in prayer. That's the purpose of sin. The purpose of sin is to keep you in guilt so that you cannot connect with your Savior. Somebody getting me tonight, shout a big amen. Prayer is not effective until the matter of sin is dealt with. I've been praying. God no answer. I've been praying. God no answer. You have to look at yourself. God is not a bad person. A lady has been praying. God. Answer me. I wondered. And on Sunday morning, you slept over in a man's house. From there, I took your back, came to church. I said, God did not give me a good man. You have a man already now. What's the other good man you have? Anybody that is going to enjoy the matter of sustained increase through prayer must deal with sin. Some things to note about sin and prayer. Let me give you some things to note about sin and prayer. Prayer keeps you from sin, and sin keeps you from prayer. Some things to note about prayer and the life of and sin. Prayer keeps you from sin, and sin keeps you from prayer. Those who pray more sin less, and those who pray less sin more. Those who pray more sin less. Those who pray less sin more. A life of prayer and a life of sin are mutually exclusive. You can't see somebody who prays a lot and who sins a lot. It's very unlikely. Hello? It's very unlikely you will see somebody that prays a lot and sins a lot. No. Neither will you see somebody who doesn't pray a lot but sins less. Life of prayer and sin are mutually exclusive. A decision to pray is a decision against sin. The moment you decide to be prayerful, you have decided against sin. Because the time you are using to watch pornography, you are not using it to watch to pray. The time you are using to be chatting nonsense chats, you are now using it for prayer. So a decision to pray is a decision to destroy a life of iniquity. Somebody getting me tonight, shout a big amen. A decision to pray is a decision against sin. So one major objective of sin is to attack and squeeze your prayer life. That's the purpose of sin. So that anytime you want to pray, say, I embezzle money. I changed biro yesterday. Why did I even embezzle this money? Why did I even do this? The heart to pray is disconnected. The desire to pray is gone. Spending 1 hour in prayer was not effective because prayer has choked that prayer. Sin has choked the prayer life. The greatest loss to a man is not the loss of a house or the loss of money. The greatest loss to a man is not the loss of your international passport or the loss of a visa or the loss of a citizenship. The greatest loss to a man is the loss of relationship with God. The greatest thing you can lose is to lose a relationship with God, whereby you and God are not seen, you are not in the same boat again. That is the greatest loss to a man in life. Because any other thing you lose, you can get it. Even Job, he lost almost everything. And the Bible says God gave him how many times more? Bible scholars. Okay, that's an assignment. Go and read it. And then you tell me on Friday night. He lost everything. And then God restored to him back much more. Twice what he lost. But when you lose God, you will not suffer. I say you will not suffer. You know, one time, the Bible says that Satan was going to and fro. And then God said, have you seen my servant Job? He said, I've seen him now. Maybe you protected him. That's why. He said, okay. Let me just leave you small to deal with him. Within twinkle of an eye, all his children, destroyed Job's business, destroyed Job's life. Everything that he had, everything disappeared. If God leaves you for 1 minute, you are gone. So your greatest loss is the loss of relationship with God. Somebody say a loud amen. You will not lose your relationship with God. I say you will not lose your relationship with God. You will not lose your relationship with God. It's quite unfortunate when I see some people that value material things more than God. They prefer other things aside God. In Yoruba, we call it I am. Somebody that doesn't know is left or right. Because when you have God, you have everything. When God is in your life, you have everything. Can you imagine somebody being the son of the present president? Just lounging. What will you say he lacks physically in terms of resources? Is it private jet? Is it car? Is estate? Estate is not estate. They even give him gifts. Let's give you this estate as a gift. So help us beg daddy to please the contract that the post they can continue. Estate is nothing. Car is nothing. Not to talk of leaving God because of shawarma. In your life, you are leaving God because of shawarma. You have abandoning God because of shawarma. How come? How did you get to that level? May the Lord deliver us in Jesus' name. I said, may the Lord deliver us in Jesus' name. Speaking to us tonight, things to note about the relationship between sin and prayer. I said, number one, prayer keeps us from sin, and sin keeps you from prayer. Am I right? B. Thing to note about sin and prayer is that prayer is a platform for cleansing from sin. If you want God to cleanse you from a life of sin, prayer. That's why the Bible is speaking in Matthew 6, verse 9 to 13. He said, in this manner, therefore, pray ye, our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. Lead us into temptation and deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever and ever. Amen. But go back to that verse 12. Forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. Prayer is a platform for cleansing. That's why when we come into the prayer, we ask God for mercy. Father, show me mercy. In any way I've committed sin, knowingly or unknowingly, anyway, whatever I've done that is not right, please, I'm sorry. Please forgive me. Prayer is a platform for cleansing. One thing necessary to get prayers answered is that we need to be cleansed, because God cannot behold iniquity. So if we must access God, we must approach God in prayer for cleansing. So when you are not praying often, you are not being cleansed. And because of that, God is turning his back. Some people, the time of prayer is the time they will check in WhatsApp. Who knows you? Who knows you? You are checking WhatsApp during time of prayer. Some people will even be browsing during prayer. Prayer is going on, they will be browsing. Prayer is going on, some people will be, they will be scribbling the list of what they will buy, the paper they will, the list of things they will buy after the service on their way. Well, on our way, I want to buy Maggie 2000. Atatashi. And prayer is on. Prayer is a means of being cleansed. You can't be asking God for answers to your prayers when you remain unclean. You can't be asking God for something good when you are not clean. Asking God for daily purification is key to asking for your daily bread. You can't just be asking God for daily bread and you are dirty. You must ask God for mercy. Show me mercy. In any way, I'm born against you. Whatever you are. Sorry. I'm really sorry. I don't know a particular thing that I might have done. But so, or even if you know the particular thing, Father, this particular thing, I'm sorry. I'm really sorry. I shouldn't have done this. Especially the things your conscience tells you. The things your conscience is telling you, this thing is wrong. This thing is wrong. This thing you have just done is wrong. Praise the Lord. I said, praise the Lord. If you remember to ask God for supply, you must remember to ask God for sanctification. If you can ask God for supply, you must also ask God for sanctification. Somebody say sanctification. If you remember to ask God for blessing, you must remember to ask Him to also show you mercy. Somebody's here tonight. God is showing him or her fresh mercy in the name of Jesus. So when you pray, it's an avenue to be cleansed, to be washed. To be washed, heart washed, body washed, mind washed. Some believer, if you open their heart, hey, dustbin is better. Because in the heart, in some heart, hey, bitterness is there. Stealing is there. Covetousness is there. All kinds of things is there. So that kind of heart needs cleansing. Heart that we shred some hearts, they will shred some another person. They will shred the person like the person we almost. It needs cleansing. Somebody's here tonight. God in His mercy will cleanse you from the crown of your head to the sole of your feet. I say we cleanse you from the crown of your head to the sole of your feet. Can I hear a loud amen? Can I hear a loud amen? So when we are praying, it's not just praying. As you are praying, it's cleansing you. It's killing pornography. It's destroying the power of evil thoughts, bad thoughts, suicidal thoughts, thoughts that are negative. All these things are being cleared. Proud thoughts. Because some believers are so proud. If you want to know you are proud, it's very simple. Just find out how you feel when you are corrected. If you are corrected and you feel bad, you feel, yesterday after the online prayer, one of our people here sent me a text and said, sir, can we make this adjustment? And I replied, yeah, thank you very much. And I made the adjustment immediately the following day. Say, can we do this? Can we do this? I would just say, ah, who are you? Ah, what do you mean? How can you be? Ah. That's a proud heart. That's a proud heart. You are not perfect. You are trying to make things better. You are trying to make you a better person. Pray for somebody here tonight. Every pride in our hearts, God will remove it. Wait, don't allow God to humble you. Humble yourself. Don't allow. If God himself humble you, you will hate yourself. Go ask Nebuchadnezzar. Don't allow God to be the one that will humble you by force. If God humble you by force, I've seen some people. One guy was rude to me when I was in the bank. God humble him. It's me that I went to God. I knelt and said, God, please, sir. Please, sir. Have mercy on this guy. Have mercy on this guy. Don't allow God to be the one that humble you yourself. Just say, God, I humble myself before you. And he will lift you up. Every one of us, God will lift us up. You know, man, naturally, with small achievements, our hearts, if we are not careful, you that you were tenant before, suddenly God gives you a house. You don't see yourself, ah, now a land. You that you were using your leg before, when you were in school, all of a sudden you have a car. You say, ah, I have a car. Not to say that you have two cars. Or let's even assume that you have some, maybe you are even able to see some big dignitaries like some ministers or something. The whole me that I have meeting. God will never humble any one of us. We ourselves, we humble ourselves in the name of Jesus. And let me tell you, I told you some Sundays ago, like 2 Sundays ago, one of the signs of humility is prayer. One of the signs that you are a humble person is you pray. Prayer is not convenient too. Have you prayed to the extent that your leg or your knees like this is aching, or your back like this is aching? And we can't complain. When Apostle Babalola was here, he prayed that on the rock, on the mountain, his leg, his mark of his leg is still there on the rock. He plays because he wants to pray, like, let me just pray short prayer. 18 hours is still there. So his mark of his leg is there on the rock. It entered into the rock because of continuous prayer. May the spirit of prayer enter into you and I. May it enter into our children. I say, may it enter into our children in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. See, don't let anybody tell you are praying too much. That is the life of you. You are praying how many hours? You are praying too much. How many hours are you praying? I pray too much. Is somebody like somebody telling me that I'm praying too much? When I can see my father's praying more, praying. I say I'm praying too much. Somebody say I will pray. It's up to you. We have said so much this month. Now, let's go. As I round up, some things to note about sin and prayer. I said prayer keeps you from sin, and sin keeps you from prayer. B. Prayer is a platform for cleansing. Lastly, the force of prayer comes from the fire of purity. The force of prayer comes from the fire of purity. Nobody can continue to pray continuously and consistently without the desire to be pure. Proverbs 28 and verse 1. Proverbs 28 and verse 1. The wicked flee where no man pursueth, but the righteous is as bold as a lion. If you want to continue to pray, you must embrace this matter of purity. You must embrace this matter of purity. The force of prayer is a function of purity. You can never see anybody deep in sin that will love prayer. Anybody deep in sin, they will not love prayer. Effectual prayer are usually products or results of righteous living. Effectual prayer are usually product of righteous living. It is the fire of purity that sponsors the force of prayer. It is the fire of purity that sponsors the force of prayer. It is the fire of purity that sponsors the force of prayer. So if you want to come to a point where your prayers are answered quickly, you must embrace purity. Prayer is denied its force when life is devoid of purity. Look at the man I started with, the man called Solomon. Solomon was a man of prayer, a man of wisdom according to the scripture that I showed you earlier on in 1 Kings chapter 3, verse 3 all through to verse 9. He prayed. He spoke to God. God loved him. God gave him all the good things. Until this same Solomon lost purity in 1 Kings chapter 11 from verse 1 particularly down to verse 4. The Bible says that this guy, he began to wine and dine with many strange women. He began to rigmarole with many strange women. But then Solomon loved many strange women together with the daughters of Pharaoh, the women of Moabites, Ammonites, Edomites, Zoroastrians, Hittites. Go on. Let me take it a little bit. Of the nations concerning which the Lord said unto the nations that God said the children of Israel should not befriend, ye shall not go to them, neither shall they come in unto you. For surely they will turn away your heart after their God. Solomon clave to them. Go to verse 3. And he had 700 wives, princesses, 300 concubines. And his wife turned his heart away from God. Let me show you verse 4. I think I stopped there because of time. Now, for it came to pass, see the life of this guy. When Solomon was old, his wives turned his heart. This same Solomon, who was a man of prayer, they turned away his heart after other gods. And his heart was not perfect again with the Lord his God, as with the heart of David his father. Let me take verse 5. And Solomon went after all these goddesses, Malcolm. He went after abominations. Why? His prayer fire went down. His desire for God went down. He turned his love from God. He gave it to daughters of God. That was what destroyed it. Ladies and gentlemen, I have few counsel for you before we begin to pray. Counsel number one. Do all you can to live a life of righteousness and uprightness. Do all you can to live a life of holiness, righteousness, and uprightness. Number two counsel, run away from sin to preserve your prayer life. Run away from sin to preserve your prayer life. Your destiny depends on it. Three, pray without ceasing. 1 Thessalonians 5 verse 17. Pray without ceasing. Keep praying. Pray without ceasing. Number four, avoid any form of bitterness in your heart that can hinder your prayer life. Avoid any form of bitterness in your heart that can hinder you from praying. Avoid anything that can clog your heart that can help you. Prayer tonight is that afresh the spirit of prayer will enter into every one of us afresh in the name of Jesus. The spirit of prayer will be our lifestyle every day in the name of Jesus. The desire to pray without ceasing will rest on everyone afresh in the name of Jesus. Listen, you will not be tired again in the place of prayer. You will not be weak again in the place of prayer. Oversleeping will not be able to worry you again. In the name of Jesus. Weakness and tiredness will not worry you again in the name of Jesus. You are blessed. Rise on your feet, people. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. If you are clapping for me, it's too much. But if you are clapping for Jesus, you can do it more. Come on, everybody. Thank you, Jesus. Lift your hands. Let's adore him and thank him for the word he has sent to us tonight. Let's give him all the praise. Let's bless him. Let's worship him. Let's exalt him. Let's thank him for the word he has sent to us. Let's bless his holy name.
Our Father who art in heaven.
the best things that facilitates your prayer is a life of worship. You really want your prayers answered, your worship must be intense. Your worship must be regular. Your worship must be from your heart. Your worship must be deliberate. Your worship must be sincere. Your worship must be continuous. Pray for everyone here tonight that the spirit of worship will rest on our hearts afresh in the name of Jesus. One more time for the word God sent to us. Let's thank Him. Let's appreciate Him. Let's give Him all the praise. Let's worship Him. Let's adore Him. Let's thank Him. Bless His holy name. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. We'll be praying tonight. And I want us to pray with intensity before we go to other aspects of tonight's program. And I trust God that same God that answers prayers will answer our prayers in the name of Jesus. Say, Father, I can't hear you. Say, Father, grant me the grace for consecration, for sanctification, for holiness. Give me the grace. Lift your voice and pray in the name of Jesus. Lift your voice and pray in the name of Jesus. I receive the grace for sanctification, the grace to sanctify my life, to sanctify myself, the grace to live a life that will please you always. Lift your voice and pray. 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 The grace for sanctification. The grace for sanctification. The grace for sanctification. The grace for sanctification. That grace to live a holy life pleasing to you. In Jesus' mighty name we are praying. I want you to pray better. I don't want it to be that when you are praying for kind of things, you pray more than when you pray for things of holiness and sanctification. Say, Father, empower me. Empower me. Empower me to pray without ceasing. Give me the grace to pray. Lift your voice and pray. Give me the grace to pray. I will pray. Oh, if I don't pray, Satan will make a mess of me. I will pray. Oh, if I don't pray, Satan will make a mess of me. I will pray. Oh, if I don't pray, Satan will make mess of me. I will pray. Oh, if I don't pray, Satan will make mess of my life. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name we are praying. You know, sometimes some people want to pray, but somehow, arrows of prayerlessness, because prayerlessness is uselessness. Immediately the devil makes you prayerless, he has made the ability for the destiny to be fulfilled to be useless. Shortly now, our friends in the other faith will start their fasting. Some of you have their worship center beside your house. You know what happens. Mega intensity. Last 10 days, they will be sleeping in the worship center. Last 10 days. These are the people you are contending with in the marketplace. Believer come to church, you'll be looking at the time like this. Why is time very slow? It's not yet time. How come time is so slow? This one, they stay there. They will take leave from work. 10 days, they'll be there. They will not sleep in the night. They will not sleep with their wife. They will pray. Arrows of prayerlessness fired into my life. Father, I cast it out. Lift your voice and pray in the name of Jesus. Arrows of prayerlessness cast into my life to frustrate my life. Out of my life. Arrows of prayerlessness. You are not praying. Hey, child.
arrows of prayerlessness fired into my life. Get out! Arrows of weakness, tiredness in the place of prayer, weakness in the place of prayer. Get out, get out, get out, get out, get out. Enough is enough. No more prayerlessness. No more weakness. No more prayerlessness. No more weakness. In Jesus' name we are praying. In Jesus' name we are praying. For some, their heart wants to pray, but the strength is not there. We are going to pray. Listen, some believers make me laugh. Maybe on social media, they'll be talking. They say, we don't have to stress ourselves like this. We don't have to fast and pray so much. Elon Musk doesn't fast and pray like that. Be comparing yourself with Elon Musk. Is the battle that Elon Musk is facing the same battle you are facing? How many forces are against Elon Musk that are spiritual? The place where Elon Musk is, do they slap people from long distance? As in, they'll slap somebody and there's nobody in the room to see who slapped the person. Did they do like that here? Is there anybody in Elon Musk's area that wants to crush anybody's business organization with spiritual power? Are they there? Come, in my place, I mean, we shouldn't go there. They say it is the thing that is similar that you use to compare themselves. You get me now? If you compare your this country now, say you compare with Ghana or South Africa, we can say okay, maybe it's similar. You are comparing where Elon Musk is with where you are, a place of intense wickedness, a place where wickedness is the order of the day in our now. May God open your eyes. May God give you understanding. We are going to pray, Father. Because after this month now, we walk in series. This is the series on prayer now. I will still talk a little bit on prayer on Friday, but it might not be so intense because the Friday video will be very, very intense. Very, very, very intense here. So this is probably the last teaching on prayer call till the next move to another teaching from Sunday. We are going to pray. Strengthen me to pray. Strengthen me to pray. Lift your voice and pray in the name of Jesus. Strengthen me to pray. Pray very well. Pray very well. Strengthen me to pray. Strengthen me. 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 Strengthen me to pray. Strengthen me to wage war in prayer. Lift your voice and pray with intensity tonight. Father, I need the strength to pray. Rakato pokoto baladaya, jadada kota pakatala badaya, ele predika tala baradia, jadada da, rakata batala, erete ketubele kadia, eshatanania tagada, repekato koto brakatide, irete ketubre diketina, eshate ketebela katoza baradia, rekete beta balada, jadada da dia da kata baladaya, erata pata balada zatia takata, rekata pakato koto paragada,
dedia kakatobre deketina parakadasia rakatobra katebelegedua jadila pranina katabra deketina jadila pradita katigre gediala kada jadele pradiska la brakatali ekatene verenina katapalaria jade katapaladaha jadali pranati kenina tikindi kradita kalobra dia jade la franda pakatali akatene gedabaladasha jadaliba paradasa erete ketupetebelia jadele pranita kalibra tepeshita ikato jadila avrade ketina kalabadasha edali kakatida paladosa paradida ekelibra pahachitia dakadusha eratia dakata. Don't be tired. Don't be tired. I need the strength. No more tiredness. No more weakness. No more tiredness. No more weakness. Strengthen my heart. Strengthen my legs. Strengthen my voice. Strengthen my body. Strengthen my heart. Strengthen my voice. Strengthen my body. Strengthen me to pray. Give me the strength to pray. Give me the power to pray. Give me the grace to pray. Give me the strength to pray. Akane veratuze ekakade varato katali jatede ketubere gedia jeda da 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 agada bada bata shakata kata kata rakata bada bata badia rokoto bakata balade jepete balabadua rekete belagada da jade la frada katidiada retenda livranda bashakatale. New strength.
Touch my body, my soul, my spirit. Breathe on me. Touch my body, my soul, my spirit. Breathe on me.
Thank you for listening to us. We believe you are blessed. For more messages and inquiry, check www.impacthousechurch.org. God bless you. We appreciate you.